647, 1110 KBND. Now with your sports, here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. First round of the Masters in the books as of yesterday. They're on the course this morning for the second round. Lee Westwood was alone atop the leaderboard after round one. Westwood carded a 5-under-67 to grab a one-stroke lead at Augusta National. Tiger Woods seeking his fifth green jacket, but first since 2005. He's tied for 29th after opening with an even par 72. Tiger says he is definitely in the mix after day one.
You know, I just hung in there, grinded my way around the golf course, and stayed very patient, stayed in the moment, and you know, unfortunately, that was about as good as I got right there. I could maybe have shot maybe one, maybe two better, but I got a lot out of that round.
A pack of six golfers are two strokes off the pace at minus three. Three-time winner Phil Mickelson is at two over par, 74. Tonight is the first of two meetings in eight nights as the Blazers and the Mavericks face off in Dallas. Mavericks are the defending league champion. They're in the number six spot in the Western Conference, but just 1.5 games behind the number four L.A. Clippers. Portland, meantime, is coming off a win over New Jersey. They'll try to win back-to-back games for the first time since January 23rd and 24th. They're looking for their first road win since they beat Chicago on the road in the first game after Coach Nate McMillan was fired. Catch that game right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. It is a 4:30 start time this afternoon. That's what I've got on my schedule. It's only day two of spring football practice at Oregon State, but already freshman tight end Caleb Smith says his head is spinning a little bit, says there's so much to learn. Smith was one of the top prospects in the Northwest. He is a four-star recruit by Rivals.com. After catching 37 passes for 570 yards and running for 425 yards last fall, you would think that he would be checking out his last couple of months of senioritis, but no, he enrolled early so that he could be part of the practice in the spring. By the way, OSU on Saturday will practice in full pads for the first time this spring. On a bit of a somber note, former Oregon State football coach Joe Avezzano died yesterday of a heart attack. Avezzano, who was 68, coached at Oregon State from 1980 to 1984. He was living in Italy, where he was coaching an Italian League football team. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.